Now, 7 after the hour, and you've tuned in to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thank God.
I'm going to. How about I become a narcissist? What do you think? We got to start a new political party. We have the Republicans, the Democrats, and the narcissists.
Oh. Wait a minute. What are you now?
Wait a minute. They're all narcissists. I am not a narcissist. I am interested in more of the greater good than I am myself. That doesn't mean I don't have a healthy sense of self, Rich, but thanks for asking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have a healthy sense of self. So you just
I come here every day to help grow that.
Let me see if I can put some water on that for you and see if I can watch it grow a little.
You're so good. I love you.
Thank you very much. Yes. All right. Jennifer Horn is here. Most of the people, interesting how we decide on who it is that we like, whether it's for political purposes. You notice that a lot of people who are in politics get into radio and television.
Right.
And so, as Richie is suggesting, although somewhat tongue-in-cheekish, the idea of someone who would be good at this also being good at politics and therefore having the bona fides, if you will, the qualifications of a narcissist. One of the words, excuse me, that's most misused and misunderstood, that is, if you go to Wikipedia and look it up, they've now inserted a picture of Anthony Weiner there instead of a definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of stuff. You know, is it necessary for all these people who are on radio or television or people who are just interested in power and control to be that strong when it comes to sense of self? I suggest to you that there's a difference between the sense of self that Richie was talking about and the people like Richard Nixon. I used him as an example before.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who really didn't like himself, but he loved and needed the power, the control. And in fact, at the end of the day, other than the power and control and narcissism getting the best of him in Watergate, he was a darn good president in many different ways. He did things, made choices, moved us along in areas. You can come up with four or five different things that are necessarily done by people who are so full of themselves that they don't get derailed. And that's maybe corporation heads, people who run these really big corporations. Are they, for the most part, the same way? Or is there something that they have that's added to the mix? But this is not about politics. This is about common sense. This will go. This has become
to be determined.
A crash test for the realities of Republicans, Democrats. True, there have been more Republicans who have stuck their foot in it, but there have been Democrats as well. Edwards is obviously a recent example, and still in the fore with his troubles, and this guy Weiner. But again, we all laugh about this, kind of. We say, okay, we got Anson, we got this guy from New York who had a bare-chested photo on Facebook.
Did Bill Clinton start this whole phenomenon?
No.
Phenomenon?
No, it goes way back.
I know it goes way back.
Well,
but
there wasn't the news media coverage
right.
of all this.
Clinton was the first president who had the in-your-face coverage.
Right. Franklin Roosevelt was a notorious philanderer.
Right.
He had women in there all the time, even when he was in a chair.
Didn't she?
Say again?
Didn't his wife also?
Well, his wife was a lesbian, or at least that's what some
people. Yeah, have
women in all the time. That's right. Women in all the time. Hey, so what is it that we are talking about or we need to understand? The frustration, here's my theory, Richie. The frustration that we have in dealing with the people that get elected is dealing with the people who get elected and their bona fides. The reality that the people who run for these offices or who seek your adoration, they need praise, they need love, they need attention, they need affection, all of these things. I'll bet you if we were to do a survey, you're going to love this one. You're going to love it. Richie, you're going to love it.
Survey says
most politicians did not get breastfed.
Yeah, this is why I love you.
Most politicians and people that are on the radio, people that are on television, people who are looking for attention.
I didn't get breastfed, Dougie.
I didn't either.
That would be a fascinating poll. I did.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're where you are originally. That's why Jennifer
more
and I
grounded.
Are where we are.
Yeah. Neither one of us is more grounded than Jennifer, though. She is.
Yeah. She's grounded.
She's got issues.
Jennifer has issues?
Sure.
Yeah, totally. I have a whole, oh, my God. Yeah. Look.
But we all have a boatload of issues. We're all.
Yeah, everybody's got issues.
Issues. Of course we do.
Introduce me to somebody that has no issues.
You wouldn't find, but it's different. The issues are different, Richie. They're different, different. And that's what makes it so interesting. But yet the public, if you will, that's the right way of referencing, those people who would not understand or think everybody ought to be like Joe Sixpack, there's plenty of room for Joe Sixpack. But there also is, for whatever the reason, if you believe in God or a supreme being or a force or infinite intelligence, whatever it is that you believe in or not, there is a place, there's a song, there's a place for us, somewhere a place for us. You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Yes, you do. Only I need him to sing it better than I did.
Follow him, yeah.
The basic bottom line here is that the world of these people is different than our world. The average guy who would be maybe pretty good, Dave. Remember that?
The movie Dave. Okay. The president's
Kevin
movie
Kline.
Dave.
Yeah.
Great would be president. Great would be president. But would that guy run if given the opportunity?
You know.
And then you put yourself into such a meat grinder. It's hard to imagine somebody who either wasn't bulletproof, armor all covered or whatever, getting themselves into this stuff. It's just hard to imagine. So, we have a word scramble. We have not had a word scramble for a while. This is my way of getting your brain. You know, I'm very interested in...
You stumped us last week with elephants.
Keeping your brain engaged. Right. There was a great story that we had online at DougStefan.com. It was almost like it was the same day or something, an elephant doing something.
The circus was in town in Joplin, and the elephants
that's
were
right,
all
too.
Cleaned the debris.
Elf, right, we had the video of that. Thank you for reminding me, Richie. There's a W, Richie.
Oh.
Yep.
W.
There is an E.
All right.
E.
Yep, you have that. I think after that we go, did you say A?
No.
Okay, there's an A.
Okay.
Did you say S?
No.
No, there's an S. Did you say C?
No.
There's a C. And did you say H?
No.
No, okay. Well, there isn't this word. 800-510-8255. You get this figured out? This is for those of you...
W-E-A-S-C-H, correct?
W-E-A-S-C-H.
Okay.
Yep. What's the word? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, time for you to be pain-free, my darlings. Go to DougStefan.com for your free sample of Salon Paws. We have a long, long, long list of people who have gone to the website, who have gotten this pass, and now they're getting the benefit of having pain go away and stay away for 12 hours. You can stop the pain by going to DougStefan.com and having Salon Paws send you a free sample today. So check it out. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain. Time for you to be pain-free without a prescription. Go to DougStefan.com, get the pain patch, and use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
O'Reilly. It's the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during the buy one, get one free sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRozzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
800-510-8255. I always underscore that number because it's good to have it handy by. You can speak with us about anything. It's the most direct way and the actually most fun way. We get a lot of people with their Facebook responses because they're in a hurry or maybe they're in the car or they can't, whatever. Any means of communication is swell, but the phone is the coolest, I think. So we're trying to unscramble the letters of this word. Richie has given me my instructions to speak to Jim in Melbourne, WMEL first. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good morning. I'm just guessing, but askew?
Never apologize for the bit before you do it,
and that's
even if you're wrong.
Jim. That's what I thought.
All right. You're missing, however, one important letter that you've added in there, right? Let me see just how we do that. A, there's an A in it. Yep, we have an A. There's an S in it. Yeah, we have an S.
Give me an S.
There's a C in it. Yeah, we have a C. We have an H, an E, and a W. So that is a word.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What I got.
Yeah. You're right. Hold on just a second. However.
Is that how you spell askew? No, that was my question.
Askew. I think there is a word. Look it up. Yeah. Grace.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What do you think the word is?
Cashew.
The word I had in mind was cashew.
Yeah.
However, I believe that askew, as it is spelled that way.
Spelled with a K.
See, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
A-S-K.
Yeah, I don't know if askew is spelled that way.
I just looked it up. A-S-K-E-W, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, but Jim, it's okay. You had the right idea.
I was
but
wrong
Grace
with you,
had
Jim.
The right word. Yeah, right, okay. All right, so thank you to all of you who called in. We're going to send Grace and Ice Doug Stephen Price. Grace, how are things a little humid in Florida this morning?
Very humid.
Yeah, it's the usual stuff this time of year. Yeah, it's
waiting
hard to escape.
Rain.
Rain. You need rain or are you going to have rain?
Rain. We need rain desperately.
Where does the rain fall mainly?
In Spain.
On the plane.
In the plane.
But the alligators and the snakes and all that other good stuff.
Right.
All right, Grace, got a good sense of humor like that. Hold on just a second. 21 after the hour on Good Day. Chew the peanuts. Chew the chinu. Chew the cashew.
Uh-huh.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Census Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You didn't make up your own mind. You did what all the rest of the people that follow.
Okay, I did make up my own mind. I didn't just get a newsletter.
You give her a little credit. She is
Richie, we can have this conversation without you sticking up for her. She's not mindless when it comes to you. Don't have to.
You're attacking her.
I'm not attacking her. Nobody ever said anything.
Just because you are.
Will you be quiet for a minute?
George Bush hater.
Can the mindless girl speak for 1 second?
Yes.
No. Shut up. I've got this.
You just be grateful that you're. Dad doesn't yell at you 24 hours a day. And don't give me that look, because this isn't yelling. When I yell, you'll know it.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
The important story today, this week, maybe this month, perhaps this year, is the mandatory black box discussion for all cars. This has me so troubled. Yesterday, I don't want to say it ruined my day, but this reality and the response to it. Here's just one response. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the. Okay, here's, Vern Mullen, who lives in Alamogordo, New Mexico. We listen every morning. Today you had me asking, why do we have our troops in lands thousands of miles away fighting dictators when we have our own right here? We're only kidding ourselves when we call him president. Now, this is political stuff, power and that sort of thing. This guy is focused on the black box, just another way of us being dictated to, and we're supposed to take it. It's basically the summary of his email. And there is now, this is way beyond politics. Maybe that's part of the narcissistic stuff we're talking about, people wanting power and control and just going over the top. But this is a dangerous, very dangerous reality as far as I'm concerned. And I want to hear from you at 800-510-8255. The results of our poll, what do you think about these mandatory black boxes for cars? 55% of you said, outrageous, why does Big Brother need to stick their nose in my car? I'm surprised that wasn't 95%.
Well, because it's
goes to
for
show
your safety,
you
of course.
People, yeah.
You
well,
don't understand.
Somebody else sent me that. As a matter of fact, here's the...
we're going to examine all of these accidents and then find out what is happening and then change the circumstances so that we can save your life.
Rory St. John
your child.
Said, are you guys that ignorant? The roads would be much safer if we had the ability to monitor speeds and seatbelts. Deaths from car accidents would be drastically lower. We'd be able to analyze what occurred in an accident and be able to make cars more safe. I don't see this as control, but as safety. Also, I don't know who it was, but one of you made a comment about someone being able to hack into and control your car. If that was possible, then why hasn't it happened on a plane yet? Let's think before we talk. I enjoy your show, but you lost a listener today. What a stupid
Over the black box, right?
Oh, you're just, you know,
can't we agree?
If you really are that fragile, then you're not really a good listener, and you're not a supporter of the program.
He's right. No, he is right.
How is he right?
It will help them examine accidents and get valuable information. Yeah. And that's not the problem. I don't think any of us would have a problem with that.
That would be fine.
No,
if that's it.
It's where does it go next?
Yeah.
All right?
This should be a choice. You can put this in your car if you want.
Sure.
Right?
Or, okay, if you want, we will give you an insurance discount.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put this in your car. Do you know something like
but
that?
But then, Ben, who's monitoring? The government is run so poorly, and everybody's into everything. If we have private in the Army able to leak as much stuff as he did to Wikipedia, what does that tell you about safety and security in general in government? It's foolishness.
That's my problem.
But the problem with this guy is, this is what poots me off, that it takes this little to have somebody go away. You know what? What is the old expression? I don't want to lose any listeners, but if that's all it takes to send you off, then you weren't that good a listener to begin with.
Oh, come on now.
I'm not kidding. I mean, what the heck? All right, it's 28 past the hour.
Yes, it is.
A lovely creek, a fabulous view, and a fully furnished, free place to stay with a TV and a balcony. What could be better? A lot. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Driving deep into the woods on a Friday night recently, I felt a nagging sense of worry as I gazed out the window waiting for a blinking flashlight to signal the dirt road to our weekend getaway. After we hiked in a few hundred feet, there was the house, perched on a hillside with steep flagstone steps leading up to a wide balcony, and it looked great. But call me a city girl, I totally underestimated the outdoor obstacle course I would navigate at 2 a.m. Armed with nerve and a flashlight, I was headed for the outhouse. That'll wake you up. Maybe if I lived back in 1596, I could have had a woodland retreat and a bathroom, too, but probably not. I doubt if Britain's Queen Elizabeth would have afforded me access to her most private of chambers. She had one of the very first flushable toilets. According to the website about.com, her godson, Sir John Harrington, invented it. I bet that's how he got his knighthood. Sometimes modern technology is so wonderful. Then again, in the middle of absolutely nowhere, in an oasis where swarms of huge yellow butterflies own the place and the wind in the trees lulls you to sleep, well, maybe I'll be back to see all those stars on my way to that little run that so many of the American pioneers visited routinely. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Wednesday, June 8th, a good day. Doug Steffens, good day. The persistence of Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn to help me reach this goal of getting to as many of you as possible over the years. I wonder how many people over the years have listened to me. I've never really thought about that until just this moment.
Probably a lot.
I know that there are a lot of... I know how many guests I've had over the years, how many people maybe I've talked to on the phone because somebody figured that out, but yeah, I guess... Keep doing. That's the rule that I follow every day. You can do the same, please. I like to set the goals by example, and if you can use me as an example, somebody who, and I say this most humbly, but acknowledging that I don't quit. I am not a quitter. I've never been a quitter. I've thought about it.
It's easy to quit.
It's really, yeah, it is. It's
it
like,
okay. It's easier just to quit. Something?
Yeah, right. I just, you know. Keep going, keep pushing people to say, oh, I've had enough. What have you had enough of? Yeah, what does that mean? And again, back to what I was talking about, faith in a superior energy or being or whatever. And so we use the terms that we can understand. So that's why when we think of a God-like figure, we think, and doesn't it come across biblically as Jesus was made in the image of the Father. Isn't there something like that?
Yes.
But we're all made in the image of the Father.
Right.
That's us talking back to us because it makes us feel comfortable. How do you know? I mean, you don't know what that deal is. But if you try to get down into your own world, into your own life, and think about your own success, and you can be successful. It doesn't have to be all about you. As a matter of fact, the most successful people, I think, are the ones who think about their actions and consequences of their actions with other people. What, and I'm a great believer in the what is philosophy. You live and think about what is, but I think also there's a what if quality that, you know, what if you quit? What happens? Do you think about ramifications of what you do? Most people get into trouble don't think about, like Wiener, it's another example. He didn't think about the consequences of his actions.
Yep.
And so therefore you don't, and we can't all think. Richie and I have been talking about this on and off the air, about how it's necessary these days to be successful in this business to sort of anticipate what's going to come out of your mouth before it comes out of your mouth. Very hard for stream of consciousness people like me to do that. I mean, or just, you hear me every once in a while
chuckle and say, okay, Richie, I just edited myself.
Right.
Well, because we're a soundbite society.
We are.
We want quick, fast news.
And it's a gotcha. Again, not necessarily.
Gotcha.
I mean, Sarah Palin notwithstanding. Anyway, so overcoming obstacles.
You remember the song Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue, right?
Oh, great song.
How the father named his son Sue because he knew he wasn't going to be there and he wanted to make him tough and be able to handle this tough world. You've got to think that growing up Susan Wiener?
That should have been his name.
Susan Wiener. Why?
Instead of Anthony Wiener, it should have been Susan and then you've been tough.
Oh. Sue Wiener. Yeah, boy names. No, he had the Wiener. He had
Richie, okay.
That was enough to be tough.
I just don't know why he doesn't do what John Boehner did and call himself like Wiener or something like that.
Wiener?
Wiener.
Boehner. By the way, I want to thank Charles Zelensky, who listens very carefully to this program, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
As you know.
Charlie.
When I was trying to sing There's a Place for Us, he was nice enough to send me a copy
of
Barbara Streisand's There's a Place for Us.
He knows all the songs.
Somewhere a place for us.
Should we really thank him again?
Yeah.
Charlie,
thanks,
come
Charlie.
On.
Appreciate it.
Don't do us any favors, Charlie. So we're into this black box controversy and the suspicions that we all have or we all ought to have about government. And then there's a different twist, not necessarily exactly the same thing, but I saw this and I thought of you, Richie, and I thought of this whole thing. We actually touched on this 4 or 5 months ago.
What's
that? The story of a guy, this most recent story, a fellow moving his daughter back from college, suburban Philadelphia. Her car rear-ended his car. Her car rear-ended, he's moving his daughter out of college. Her car rear-ends his car. He told the police that it was a fender bender. Got an officer's accident report, filed a claim with the insurance company.
Okay.
Same insurance company. Nobody was hurt. No traffic was stopped. Both cars in the accident. And he and his daughter drove off in their separate cars. He gets a bill in the mail for $300 from the police department. For the cost of the response. He says, well, first I thought it was a joke. And then I called the police department and learned that this is a debt that I am liable for. When I learned that, I went ballistic. The problem that Mr. Middleton has is that he doesn't realize that not only in his jurisdiction, but more and more around the country, drivers are being slapped with these bills.
Yeah, it's been happening with ambulances for years.
Yeah, I was going to say ambulance.
Number of municipalities charging for responding to accidents, services that are also paid for by you and me, the taxpayer.
Sure.
Double dipping.
Sometimes the victim's insurer picks up the tab. Sometimes the insurers refuse. More and more of them are because they maintain, as Jennifer just suggested, this is a double dip. Just a way of, they call it the crash tax.
It's like toll roads. Okay, we're going to use your tax dollars to build this road, and then we're going to charge you to
charge you to use it. Right. Yep.
Unless it's a privately owned toll road, then, hey, cool.
Yeah. But so if you're a resident of a city or a town that's doing this, and you have the ability to move, that's what I do. Or, better yet, maybe to follow what I just said a minute ago, stay and fight. This is another thing to fight about. Fight over, if you will. You don't want to have...
It's happening more and more now.
Yeah, of course it is. And people are rolling over and playing dead to it. How dare you?
The government is just like everybody else. They're in a tough situation. They're not bringing in as much money.
That's because they don't know how to run their cities.
Mm-hmm. So instead of...
And not everybody's paying.
Instead of going into their books like we are...
Taking the painful step.
And making cuts, they're just trying to figure out ways to charge you more money.
Raise rates.
Yeah.
And who... How do you keep paying all of these things and still remain solvent? You know how many more... How many more... And people say, well, if you didn't have accidents, you wouldn't have to pay it. Well, some of these things are circumstantial. How many more people are declaring bankruptcy this year than last year? Supposedly we're on economic recovery. All of these little things keep adding up to the destruction of our way of life, like it or not. You open up a can of worms here with all of this. Camden, New Jersey. Just sent pink slips to about half of its police force. Why do you do that instead of finding the waste of fraud? Anybody who does that needs to be fired. Needs to be. If the police chief or the mayor, you need a recall for that mayor. You can't find enough money in waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. It's like in the cities that are running short every year at this time, they shut down the pools.
It's great.
Swimming pools, public pools, all shut down. We don't have money to run.
My wife and I were just having this conversation the other day about something, yesterday, in fact, and she was like, why are they going to cut this service out or something like that? And I said, let me tell you what it is. Oh, the libraries.
Yeah.
We're talking about the libraries in Fairfax County.
Yeah.
And I said, because they don't want to make cuts that
they have no courage.
Affect them.
Yeah.
They want to make cuts that affect us so that we can go, you can't make those cuts, and they can go, well, the only alternative is to raise taxes. Yeah. And we go, oh, well, okay, go ahead and raise taxes. Yeah. They find things that directly affect the taxpayer so that they can keep their beast going.
Yep.
And then get an okay from us, a rubber stamp from us, because we don't want to give up the services.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's a good way of...
Your policeman's going away. Your fireman's going away. Yeah. Your libraries are going
Lose
away.
All your
pools are going away.
Yeah. Yep. So, we have that to contend with. Lots of things to contend with. Good things at DougStephan.com today. Warren Eckstein, who'll be this a little bit later on, is a terrific story about a medical service dog. And also the dog that lost, somebody stole. Did you see this story? Somebody stole. There was a dog that had an operation and then a little walker because back two legs couldn't move, so the dog had a walker.
Yeah, little wiener dogs. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, this
usually,
is
I've
somebody
seen
stole this from the.
Oh.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Oy. All right, so there's that. Yeah, the queen of cheap material. A lot of good things to save money on today. And our queen, say it again, Doug, queen of cheap. Box at DougStephan.com. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert's tip on figuring out gluten-free labels. Very helpful for those of you like me. Yeah, I'm very much into gluten-free stuff.
Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One Free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, you'll find great Buy One, Get One Free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summer is here, and it's time for a classic American tradition, the backyard barbecue. According to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, 80% of North American households own a grill and use it year-round. and more than 65% of Americans like to dress up their grilled dishes with salsas, marinades, or seasonings. A great way to add flavor is with Heinz 57 sauce. First introduced in 1911, the classic sauce is celebrating its 100th anniversary of infusing fun and excitement into the grilling fare of American families. Chef and lifestyle expert Jamie Gwen has more.
You don't need to make a different marinade for everything that you're grilling this summer. I love using Heinz 57 sauce because it's versatile and adds zest and flavor to meats, veggies, and even seafood. Try mixing the sauce with honey for a sweet and simple twist for basting chicken or pork.
For more information, recipes, and 57 ways to add zest to your favorite meals, visit Heinz57.com.
Bernadette's the 20th caller from Modesto, California. Hello, Bernadette.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank
you.
How
good.
Are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How do I sound?
You sound different from now to you did just a minute ago. It's more live, I guess. More muffled.
But on the phone or on the air?
On the phone.
I want to have more muscle.
You do. You sound like a big guy.
I am a big guy. Bernadette. I am a big guy.
For 6'10", I think.
I'm so big, sometimes I even scare myself.
Join the party, Doug Stephens, good day.
Doug's good day, 13 before the hour. Ever been annoyed by some jerk at a film that turns on his phone to text? Is a
during a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a theater called Alamo Drafthouse, local chain of dine-and-screen movie theaters in Austin, waging war against impolite moviegoers.
That's cool.
The latest customer to object to their rules against talking and texting during an evening has become the star of a new release. According to Tim League, founder of the Draft House, the woman in question was warned twice about texting during a screening, and then, in accordance with their policy, she was thrown out without a refund.
Wow.
The fellow who runs the theater said, I don't think people realize how distracting it is. Of course, you've got to be a nincompoop if you don't realize. Anyway, the theater was pretty, you get all this stuff, intrusive, yak. It's talking or texting, same thing. So the texter did not let the matter rest, however. She called up the theater and left a profanity-laced message decrying the theater's policies. I think alcohol might have been involved in that, Roberta. She said, quote, yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like pieces of...
Oh.
Wow.
Because that's how I felt when I went to the Draft House. So excuse me for using my phone in the United States of America, she raged on, where you're free to text in a theater, but the patrons apparently of the theater are getting the last laugh. The Draft House took audio of the voicemail, transcribed it, and turned it into an in-house preview that warns theatergoers against cell use. Now, meanwhile, Jennifer Horne has some television news for us, other than Square Bob SpongePants or whatever.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, being renewed. What else is the big news?
Well, somebody who's not been renewed is Lawrence Fishburne on CSI Las Vegas. Bad news if you're a fan of that show, but
Why
Entertainment Weekly has confirmed that he's not
Why
coming
is it bad
back.
News?
If you like Lawrence Fishburne, you'll be sad that
Who
he is
likes
not coming back.
So the show's okay, just he's not coming
show's
back.
Coming back.
Remember I told you what
back.
I found when I was naked in the pool with him in Los Angeles?
Yeah, and we
there
can skip that.
Okay.
We've had enough wiener
what?
Talk today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go ahead.
Anyway, so some people say that he was a victim of the ratings not being strong enough. Other people say it was his decision not to go back to CSI. So there's still some going
on. The movie guys that go to TV. The movie guys that go to TV get impatient with the way that it's done because it takes longer.
Yeah. Now, because I'm a super All My Children fan and it's going off the air, I'm going to tell you this story. Josh Duhamel, who was on the show originally and became a big film star, married Fergie, he's coming back to All My Children before the show ends in September. So that's kind of fun.
I don't find him to be a big star at all. I think he's a big, bloated, overrated.
Okay.
Wow.
Director Kevin Smith has a comic book reality show coming out for people that live and breathe the comic book lifestyle. And NBC is going to be the home of the Olympics for the next billion years.
$1 million.
All right.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
The trial, the verdict, the reaction. Everyone is talking about it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In one of the most highly publicized trials since the O.J. trial of the 1990s, the Casey Anthony trial is now over, and as with O.J., the defendant was cleared of murder.
As to the charge of first-degree murder, verdict as to count one. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
25-year-old Casey Anthony, accused in the 2008 death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, was also acquitted on charges of aggravated manslaughter and child abuse. She was convicted on 4 counts of providing false information to police. Casey Anthony broke down in tears after the verdict. She will be sentenced on those 4 counts of lying to the cops tomorrow. Reaction, first, from defense attorney Jose Baez.
Happy for Casey, and we're happy that Kaylee's memory did not get diminished into this circus.
On the other side, the prosecution's Lawson Lamar.
We're disappointed with the verdict today and surprised because we know the facts and we put in absolutely every piece of evidence that existed.
A mountain of evidence, according to the prosecution.
Our mountain of evidence did not eliminate, in the jury's view, every reasonable doubt.
Yes, speaking of the jury, they collectively and individually declined the opportunity to talk publicly about the verdict. Meanwhile, an attorney for George and Cindy Anthony, Casey's parents, released a statement calling the verdict fair and that it closes a chapter in their lives. They called the defense theory presented at the trial baseless, but said the jury acted appropriately considering all the evidence and testimony submitted. Reaction from the general public? Generally one of surprise and disappointment. We'll hear some of that reaction in a bit, but first, here's something else that will matter to you.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Come into Sears Auto Center for a $19.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. And through July 9th, save on all Michelin tires and get up to $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7-9 to 7-16.
On Wall Street, the start of a holiday shortened work week saw a mixed day for the market. The Dow down 13 points to 12,570 yesterday. S&P lost 2 points. NASDAQ picked up nearly 10 points. President Obama inviting congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle to the White House tomorrow for talks on the debt ceiling. In comments made at the White House yesterday, the president said progress was made in discussions over the holiday weekend.
Greater progress is within sight, but I don't want to fool anybody. We still have to work through some real differences.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has warned there could be a devastating default if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling by the 2nd of August. Arraignment scheduled in federal court in Boston today for former mob boss James Whitey Bulger, who is facing charges for his alleged role in 19 murders during the 1970s and 80s when he was the leader of Boston's notorious White Hill Gang. And finally, back to a trial that intrigued and captivated so many of us and a verdict that shocked so many of us. The Casey Anthony trial in Orlando, Florida, a trial that went on for 6 weeks, during which there were many twists and turns. In the end, the verdict was not guilty on the most serious charges against Anthony. Here's just some of the public's reaction to the verdict.
Just a crying shame, an absolute crying shame this is. They say the American flag flies today. It does anything but fly today.
It's basically like you almost have to film and watch somebody commit a crime and have it on video for something to happen today.
I know there was no physical evidence that really put her there, but there was a lot of circumstantial evidence.
What I don't understand is, where is the justice for Kaylee?
And one last comment from a mother of three living in New Jersey named Stacy. Here's what she had to say just after the verdict was announced yesterday.
Absolutely shocked. I thought she was guilty. The behaviors that she just demonstrated after her child was even missing. She was out partying and doing different things. I thought it was just terrible. What mother who would even have a lost child go out and party? It makes her guilty of something. This isn't an OJ case. This is a mother doing something to her flesh and blood.
A case, a trial, and a verdict that will be debated for some time to come. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.